So the big question is this:
how do married entrepreneurs like us who have decades of business building experience, how do we break through common communication, productivity, and profitability barriers, all while living powerfully in sync?
That's the big question, and this podcast is the answer. You see, even if just one of you is called to entrepreneurship, the family is called to entrepreneurship. No, the goal is not the almighty dollar. We're aiming for the almighty impact. What's up? This is OL and Sway Buckley. Welcome to the Marriedpreneur Life Podcast.
Marriage Marketplace Ministry. Let's go.
Hey guys, what's up? This is OL.
And this is Sway.
Of MarriedPreneurLife.com.
Yep.
And you're listening to the Marriedpreneur Life Podcast. Yes, and this is where we share and help high-achieving married entrepreneurs to get more clarity, create more income, and have a greater impact.
Yes, we are all about legacy building here in the truest sense of the word. And just a quick disclaimer, we are coming to you live from the car. If you are new to the Marriedpreneur Life Podcast, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are regulars, you have likely heard us come from the car before. So just excuse any ambient noise, you know, honking, screaming, loud music, that type of thing. Hey, we're riding through the streets of NYC and you are our backseat passengers as we go. Okay, so as we promised in our previous episode, episode 100, we talked about this episode being one that we are going to share some of the juiciest takeaways and that we received from last week as we were in Denver, Colorado, for about 3 days with Russell Bronson, one of our amazing coaches. And we want to just share with you some of the takeaways because, I mean, this man has built an amazing company, has self-funded it, and is like literally changing the lives of entrepreneurs all over the world, so including ours. And so we want to just share some of that wealth with you, that wealth knowledge, and some of the takeaways that we're going to share are not going to be something that you may have, like something that you may think that it's going to be. So I'm going to start off with one of my biggest takeaways from the event, but also it has literally changed how I look at our business. And this has happened, like there are different milestone times that this has happened, but I want to share this with you, especially if you all are, you know, you're visionary marriedpreneurs doing something. When I say visionary, like you have a vision for doing what you're called to do in a very unique and different and powerful, impactful way that literally you don't really have a blueprint. It's just like, you know what you all are supposed to do and doing it together, and you're like figuring it out as you go. You know, you're bumping your head, you're having some wins, you're having some lessons, and along the journey you continue to move forward. And sometimes you have to ask yourself, okay, is this crazy? Like, are we doing the right thing? Are we on the right path? And I will just be very transparent with us and our journey. That has been definitely a question along this journey. Like, are we, like, us working together and then helping other married entrepreneurs, like, is that even a thing? Do people even really need that? And along the journey, we've had confirmations. And so this event that we attended was, like, I think the largest confirmation thus far for me anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so when you realize how much, a lot of times I think we think that our market, and I know for me, I was thinking that our market is smaller than I thought it was. Mm-hmm. I thought it was probably more obscure mm-hmm. than what I may have thought it was. And maybe that's what you who are listening to this podcast may think. Well, you think you know your market, and so you say, well, yeah, I know it's a small group of people, you know, based on what product or service it is that you provide. Mm-hmm. And you might think that it's narrow or it's not as many people, even though you know that it's legit, that they exist, mm-hmm. that they're real.
Right.
But what was a big eye-opener for me was...
Oh, I didn't finish sharing mine. Are you about to go yours?
Ahead.
No, I wanted to
I
share...
I thought you did. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't finish, but I just paused to let you... It looked like you wanted to say something. But what I wanted to share about that piece right here, about this piece, what was a confirmation? The confirmation was this. The confirmation was that we are absolutely on the right path, so much so that Russell Bronson actually made this entire event. It was a private event just for his coaching clients, but he made it specifically for us and our family. So if some people, you know, were just in the coaching program alone, so they were encouraged to bring their spouse as well as, get this, their children. Yes, y'all. We had kids up in there like asking funnel questions, digital marketing questions, building out their funnel, finding, creating an offer, creating a sales page, creating different types of services for people. Like, they were, and so it's so amazing to work with kids because their minds are so open, right? And they don't understand the feeling of rejection like we adults do because we've been living longer. And that's a beautiful thing because they're just like, I'll just do this. I'll go make money from doing this. And they're doing it. Like, they're selling us stuff that we could really use for our businesses. And they had a lot of younger speakers. The main speaker was Russell, but then he had a few younger speakers, teenage, you know, teenagers who have made, you know, multiple seven figures on their own, just building and just being consistent off of things that you're like, really? Like, for real? Like, that's what you did? Really? Okay, so what is life? What am I doing? Right? So it was really, really insightful. And that was really a confirmation for me to be like, you know what? He's inviting. Like, this whole event was created around family and entrepreneurship, because something that we always say is like, if one of you is called to entrepreneurship, the family is called to entrepreneurship. And so to see this, I mean, I don't know, they're well over 100 million, you know, in the company. This guy that created this huge, you know, business that's impacting lives all over the world, for him to actually invest, and he basically said out of his own pocket, over $1 million in this event for entrepreneurs and their families. And I mean, the family's not just the spouse, but the children. That was just like a huge confirmation for me. So I want to use that to say for you all to be encouraged, because it's likely that there are confirmations all around you that are like sitting in your lap that you don't even realize that you are needing, like you are even needing that confirmation to see that other people want and need what it is that you have to offer. So just be encouraged along the way. That's really, I mean, that's my biggest thing. I mean, that was the biggest takeaway, but that's the biggest point of sharing that takeaway, that you be encouraged and don't get discouraged just because you don't see someone else right now doing it the way that you would want to do it, or people that will be even interested in or at the level that you think. But there are others, there are people, there is a group of people who need what it is that you have to offer. So just stay consistent, and stay playing big.
Yeah, I'll go back to what I was saying earlier, and that's so good, sweetheart. I'll go back to what I was saying earlier, is that you don't realize how big your market actually is until you start talking about it more. Mm-hmm. When people are aware of you, and so much of awareness has to do not so much with, you know, conventional advertising or something like that, or even, conventional advertising. And by conventional, I mean, you know, even including social media. But just having heart-to-heart conversations with people, listening to people, being asked about your business, and then being able to articulate it in a way that's clear, in a way that's concise. It was amazing how many people, you know, how many conversations we were a part of, and mm-hmm. just watching how big our market was, you know, or should I say how much bigger our market was than what I had initially thought. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you think that you could be sitting at a table having conversations and there are multiple people at the table from Russia and
right all over the world,
and 2/3 of them are like, what's your business? Where is it? How do we get in contact with you?
I need your information.
Right. You start thinking to yourself, wait a minute. Wow. And then to hear,
it's not just our circle.
Yeah. Your market is bigger than what you realize. And that's something that was just a huge takeaway while we were there in the Mile High City.
Okay, another takeaway for me, and that's really good too, definitely about the understanding the perception of what it is that you're offering and those who need it. But another takeaway for me was the simplicity of the teaching that went forward. Like, it was advanced, but it was simple. It was things that we, you know, were aware of, we were clear on, but it's so critical to review the basics, because for those 3 days it was like we got to clean up a lot of stuff that was holding us back that we didn't even realize was holding us back, and we were really making things more difficult than they needed to be. Like, simplicity, I've said it before and I'll say it again, simplicity is key. Like, I don't know what else to say, like any simpler way to say it. And so if you feel like you all are stuck, or you feel like, we keep hitting this wall, it may be that you're like you're trying to be too extra with it. I don't know any other way to say that. But, like, it may be that you're going really advanced when you can just be simple. And so people could hear what you're saying, could hear the solution. And even when it comes to, I mean, that's the messaging part of it. But even when it comes to putting your systems together between the two of y'all, like, simplicity is key, right? So the more simple you are with putting your systems together, with knowing and finding out what works for you, the faster it is that you move forward. That really is, like, you shed all the weights and the things that are holding you back or thinking, making you think that you needed to have something a certain way in order to move forward. So simplicity is definitely key. So wanted to use that to share that and to encourage you all, especially if you're in a place of feeling stuck.
Yeah, and my other takeaway, I'll just add to that, is really just the power of connection. And by that I mean really listening. We listened to, I'll never forget, we were sitting at one of the networking sessions, and we were listening to two entrepreneurs, two guys who, you know, I would arguably say are further along in their business than we are in our business. And one of the things that I realized is that from listening to different people is how much you can learn from people's, we often think about success stories, but no, also their failure stories. So one guy was sharing with us how he just decided one day he didn't want to do it anymore. And
that's so true.
He, and to listen to his regrets was so powerful and so fueling for, if there was any discouragement that we felt or any moment of, you know what, let's just call it a wrap. If you ever feel that way, I just say, even when you don't feel that way, it's so powerful to listen to people's failure stories as well as this, as well as quote unquote success stories. And I say failure story only in that he basically pulled the plug on his business for no good reason, and then to listen to his regret. Yeah, burnout. And then to listen to his regret and say, man, I shouldn't have done it, and here's why. I would say that that actually is now turning into a success story for him because of the realizations that he's come to and the understanding that he's come to, even after making what he would say was not a wise choice. So my other takeaway would just be, you know, to listen and to talk to people who are further along and try to glean more from what they did not do well, from their poor decisions, as well as from their quote-unquote success stories or wise choices. And it's almost like reading an autobiography of a CEO or an entrepreneur from, you know, a century ago. It would be like reading the autobiography of, you know, like Henry Ford or something like that, or some, you know, American tycoon. When you hear the lows, it gives you a new perspective on the highs.
That's so good. That's so good. Okay, and lastly, y'all, big bonus is this. For us, one of the biggest things, well, I'm going to speak for me. You can speak and confirm or not. But one of my other big takeaways, just as a bonus for you all, is the community. Like, entrepreneurship, even as married entrepreneurs, can be a very lonely place. And if you're really about this life, you understand that to be true. Like, it can be a very lonely place. And community, the right community, is so important. It can make you or break you. And the right community can actually sharpen you and encourage you and push you along. Like, you feel like you have the wind behind you. And that's exactly what this weekend, or the last week, was like in Denver. It was just a beautiful community coming together from literally all over the world. Like you said, from Russia, from Seoul, Korea, there's people from all over the world coming together to help each other, to grow together, to build businesses together. We have those who were starting businesses, like some adults there, and then of course even children there, to those, you know, multiple seven-figure earners already. And everyone was together, just building together. So I think community is often overlooked. And if you don't have the right community, you want to get in the right community. You have to be, it's something that you're intentional about. And yes, there are times that you actually need to invest to be in the right community. And there are sometimes you can find communities in your literal area where you live, but oftentimes they are not there. We have a Facebook group you all are welcome to join. That is a totally free community for married entrepreneurs. Just fill out the questions so we can know who it is, what your needs are, before you're allowed into the group. But you have to be married. You have to be in entrepreneurship, right? And we encourage you to bring your spouse on over to the group too. So Facebook, you can go there and go to, search out the groups, Marriage Plus Entrepreneurship. And there you have it. So that's a great community to be a part of, the Marriedpreneurs group. But community is so important. And whether it's starting off digital, that's cool. But also having the opportunity to come together, to squeeze each other's necks, to shake hands with each other, for the people who are not huggers. I'm a hugger. But, you know, community is important.
Absolutely.
It's a game changer.
It is a game changer.
It helps your mindset, or it can, like, reverse your mindset and go back to totally. Like where you used to be. So we don't want that. So anyway, hopefully this episode was helpful for you all. Next episode, we are super excited to have our first series of interviews for our new television show coming up. So stay tuned for that. But we're going to include the podcast in that. So we have an amazing couple, marriedpreneur couple, multiple seven-figure earners, who are going to be sharing so much gold. It's going to be amazing. And specifically, they're going to be sharing about their roles, because roles is a big thing for many married entrepreneurs, how to do it on the level that they're doing it at and still like have an amazing marriage, have amazing businesses, and impact lives. So stay tuned for that. That's all we're going to give away right now, but you're going to be amazed by what you hear. If this is your first time, you haven't heard this before, or this is the first time listening through and this has been helpful for you, you know what to do.
Yep. Subscribe, rate, and review, and we'll check you guys out on the next episode.
Absolutely. And if you haven't gotten your Marriedpreneur map, which is a blueprint to help you all scale and implement systems together, then go ahead and do that. It's totally free. Marriedpreneurmap.com/free gift. And we actually will put the link in the show notes as well. All right. Y'all have a good one.
Peace out.
Want more winning tips for your marriedpreneur life? If so, then go get your copy of our free Marriedpreneur Life Quick Start Guide. You can grab your free guide at M as in married, L as in life, quickstart.com.
Inside this guide, you'll find our top 15 systems and processes that we've used to grow our multiple businesses, as well as help countless marriedpreneurs kickstart and scale their vision to lead purposeful and profitable lives. We are marriedpreneurs living powerfully in sync and building amazing businesses that shape the future.